I'm half Lebanese, half Italian, and 100% Detroit stubborn, George told NationWell.com. Once we get something in our heart, in our head, it's almost autopilot. But that was only the beginning. In 2003, George also breathed life into a dilapidated square mile of Detroit by turning it into an artist's village, an area now filled with galleries, a performance space, community gardens, a coffee shop, and outdoor courtyards. Because this region of North Detroit was a food desert, George also persuaded a supermarket chain to move into the neighborhood. Blight is like a cancer. If you don't set up on it, it will spread, George told thehubdetroit.com. And then there's Halloween. In Detroit, October 30th was ruefully known as Devil's Night, a period when all hell would break loose in the form of crime and vandalism. In response, George created a citizens patrol that would take to the streets, keeping an eye on suspicious behavior. He dubbed it Angel's Night. What began with 12 neighbors on patrol in 1990 has grown to more than 60,000 citywide. George's inspired ideas have not gone unnoticed by the city he loves. John wants to show that there is still something to Detroit, that it's still worth it, says real estate agent Robert Labutt. And others are buying into it. We're seeing the trend of younger homeowners coming in. Is George proud of having boosted his once ailing hometown? You'd better believe he is. As he puts it, we are on the front porch of the greatest urban comeback story in this nation's history.